Welcome back to Hey Science. Today, our podcast will be a little different. We have a special guest that is our founder.
Hello.
We'll be going through a couple of questions. Why don't we get started?
Okay, before we start this, if you're wondering where we got all these questions from, it's from our Instagram. We put up a place where you could, submit questions on our Instagram story. So if you ever want to participate in this stuff in the future, make sure to follow our Instagram at hey.science. If you're wondering why your question wasn't put up, that's because your question was either really grammatically incorrect to the point where I could not decipher it, or it was a really personal question that we just wish not to answer. If you're wondering why we didn't say who said the questions, that's because we're not sure if everyone's comfortable with us saying their, users on here. So that's just to clear some stuff up, if you're wondering, where did all this stuff come from. Yeah, so are you ready to get into this, Madden?
Also, by the way, this is our first one that's actually, not scripted. We are just answering questions without, something that I read off of. Usually it's scripted, but today is our first one where we do it just live, sort of thing.
Hence the reason Madden does not currently sound like a robot.
Yeah.
Let's get started!
Yay!
Anyways, let's introduce ourselves first. Madden, want to go first?
My name is Madden, and I'm the voice of the podcast. I am the one always saying the stuff from the scripts, and my sister is here today, the boss, just, saying hey. She doesn't usually voice, but now she is right now for this episode. Yeah.
Hi, I'm going to be voicing just this episode on maybe,
future episodes, maybe.
Maybe. We don't know. We know nothing. Anyways, I'm Samaya Litter, and, I'm the founder of Hey Science.
Yay.
Do you think you're ready to get this started, Madden?
Are we actually getting it started again, or are we still doing an intro?
Okay, we'll actually get it started this time.
Okay, yay.
Okay, let's start off with the first question. Who do you want to read the first question, Madden?
I'll do the first one. So, the first one says, will you still be doing science-related subjects?
Well, that kind of is what Hey Science is all about. So, I'm not really in the mood for changing the whole brand a bit.
Yeah, we're thinking of, just staying on the science topic. Nothing really too special. Just science.
I want to do more math in the future, though.
Yeah, math. Because math is, the backbone of science and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Okay.
What's the next question up in here? Yeah.
Is the name / logo ever going to change?
Maybe in the future the logo. I don't think the name. What do you think?
Not the name, but the logo's going to change? Since when?
No, maybe, we could update it in the future, better technology.
Maybe. For season 2, even.
Yeah, maybe even for season 2, we could just change the logo, make it look better.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's it for the logo one.
Yeah.
Okay, this question is for me, my turn, and it says, am I smart?
Don't worry, buddy, you are.
If you listen to Hey Science, you're legally smart. We don't make the rules.
Yeah, we don't make the rules.
You're just smart if you listen to Hey Science.
Yeah, don't worry. Whoever asked this question, should I do ASMR for this?
Hmm? You're smart. Okay. Next question.
Okay, do I see this one?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. The voice of the podcast sounds like a kid. Are the staff members also kids?
Actually, I am a 20-year-old man, and I already have my life figured out. This is my job. Don't assume my age. Yeah, but for real, actually, we do have a cast of kids. Yeah.
We're all kids. Unfortunately, we do not have adults to help us because we are,
lonely. We have our parents that we talk to about it, but we don't There's no adults actually in the
this
business.
This is run by children.
Kiddos.
Minors.
Yes.
Minors.
Okay, my turn. I'm doing, how do you make these podcasts, Samaya?
Actually, we use a program called Anchor.
It's really good. It we're actually like really close to the mic right now, and it's still doing it so well where it's not like very scratchy. It's such a good app.
Yeah, if you ever want to start a podcast or anything, Anchor is free to use. Yeah, it's just free. It puts you on Spotify automatically and so many other places. Like, you don't even have to do that work. Like, we're kids and we can't use that. That's definitely good for Anchor.
What happens is we're doing this within our house. We don't actually have, like, a building or anything. And in the background, there's always the TV on or dishes or something like that. I feel like it's going to be so loud. But with Anchor, it blocks out all that noise. And also, this is not a sponsor.
Yeah. No. But if Anchor does want to sponsor, I'm just...
that's how we make these podcasts.
Okay, our next question is, will you make a YouTube?
Will we make a YouTube? We actually already have a YouTube, but we're not sure what we're really going to do with it. So we've sort of kept it behind, and we might announce it, like, do something it with later. That's why we haven't announced it in our podcast.
Yeah, the thing is, it's kind of going really slowly right now. We're not sure if we're going to, like, really keep on going with it. We're just going to have to see. I think that type of decision will probably be made during our break between season 1 and 2.
It was more like a passion project, the YouTube, but we're not sure if we're going to stick with it or what we're really doing with it. It's sort of just there to help us with the podcast, but I don't know. We just got to see how it goes.
Yeah, but just look up Hey Science X-Ray if you ever want to look at our video.
Yeah, Hey Science X-Ray, because that's our only one that has to do with actually one of our podcasts.
Yeah, but actually, let's talk about the point of the YouTube, because the reason why we decided to make the YouTube is because we understand that people have different learning styles, and some people can't just listen to something. We thought that maybe if they had pictures in the background, or if they were staring straight at a video, that would help them focus more.
It's like a visual representation of it. Like, would you rather have your teacher just tell you about, like, photosynthesis, or draw it on the board?
Yeah.
And talk about it. So it's sort of like that.
Speaking of, our next YouTube video should be on photosynthesis.
Nice. Okay. Well,
I have a podcast on that.
Nice. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. I did that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next question. Okay. So this one's a nice and calm one. Just nice and simple. Doesn't have to do with, Hey Science, but it is... What is your favorite food? Smile?
I have no idea.
Honestly, I just simply like, Indian food, because I'm Indian. But
you do?
I also like, I do. I also like, sushi. Sushi I like a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll say sushi.
You'll say sushi?
Yeah, we're sushi.
We're sushi people. But, yeah.
Okay, the next question is, are you going to do more episodes like this?
We're hoping in season 2, maybe.
Not a lot, though. I want to keep it mainly science. I think we will, like, reserve these type of special episodes for stuff like season finales, maybe even intro episodes.
Yeah, we have something very special cooked up. And actually, yeah, just very special.
We aren't going to announce anything just because we aren't 100% sure, but we will announce everything once finalized decisions are made.
Yeah, we've talked to some people, and we have some ideas on things that we could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, get excited for season 2.
We'll be making a disclaimer for what we're about to be doing in season 2, and it'll be really big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, the next question is, how has COVID affected your work?
Well, COVID actually created our work in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we started Hey Science, when COVID started, because we were bored at home.
And we just decided, hey, we like science. We want to be smart boys or kids. So what we decided to do is just create this podcast. Actually, our very first episode and our most viewed episode was on COVID-19. And we're hoping we could bring another COVID-19 episode back in season 2. Because that one's not, like, factually correct anymore. Because, you know, the future.
Yeah, COVID has
changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, our next question is, will you be doing a McDonald's giveaway?
Well, I mean, like, maybe not McDonald's. It's because it's sort of, like, copyright strike, and we haven't really gotten, like, them sponsored or anything like that. But we might do giveaways of some sort, or maybe even shout-outs for a giveaway, since we don't know how you might...
Maybe, like, a science-related giveaway, not a McDonald's giveaway?
Yeah, something more so on those lines. Maybe even shout-outs, like, if we get a billboard somewhere, we could be like, hey, take a picture of this billboard with your thumb, like a thumbs up in front of it, and you'll get a shout-out in the next video, something like that. So, yeah, we're gonna try. Okay, this one is a question that has been confusing me since the dawn of time.
What is 2 plus 2?
You finally figured out, right?
Yep.
It's 5.
It's not 5, buddy.
It's not 5?
We are going to be releasing the real answer on the first episode of season 2. Watch that if you want to figure out what 2 plus 2 is.
How is it not 5? I've been doing my research, and you see, this is why she is the researcher, and I'm the talker.
Yeah, so we're going to give Matt a little bit of time to cool down after this big failure. And we're going to get the next question prepared. Okay, we've been working on this question for a little bit now, and we're not exactly sure how to answer this one. Is a founder really an alien?
It's, some classified information.
Yeah.
I can't really say.
You know how it is.
But for real, though, this joke, actually, one of her family members made this, and this has been in here for a long time. An inside joke that my sister is an alien.
Hi.
That's why she loves astronomy so much and all that stuff. She wants to see her family. So, yeah. This is a question, and I do really want to bring it back. Are you ever bringing back Joke of the Week? I love jokes.
Please stop slamming on my desk.
Okay. But I seriously love jokes. I'm a jokester. If you know me in real life, I love jokes. Not practical jokes. Not
puns.
Like pranks.
Puns.
Puns.
Puns, yeah.
Yeah. But,
they're not
are
puns.
We ever bringing it back?
Well, we actually stopped doing it because, there was just certain episodes where I feel like it would be inappropriate to make puns.
Like make jokes about people with schizophrenia. Not really the best thing to do.
Not recommended.
Yeah. So that's sort of why we took it away. Because we talk about some serious topics, and I don't think people should be joking about serious topics. So we just sort of took it away. But the OG fans will remember Joke of the Week.
Okay, our next question is the founder cool or nah?
Just because I want to keep my job, I'm going to say cool.
Yeah, good answer. I can confirm that the founder is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hmm?
Yes.
Okay, our next question is, do all the staff have Instagram?
75% of them. I don't have it because when I try and put my email in, it's not sending me the code. I've been doing so many crazy things, just haven't been working. And yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I have an Instagram, which I'm not going to share on here, just because the photos I post on my Instagram,
are very private.
Yeah.
When we say private, it shows her and her family. So,
yeah,
we don't want that being posted. But, yeah.
And I'd rather my face not be shown.
Yeah.
But if you do want, anything close to, social media presence of the staff, just, again, a reminder, be sure to follow at hey.science.
And you'll get some more information.
Yeah. Okay,
the next question is, why did you start Hey Science?
We were bored in the house, and we were in the house bored.
Yeah, so we just, we sort of explained this in the COVID one. We were just bored, and we're like, hey, we like science, so let's be smart and make a podcast. You know, it's good money on the side, and it's just a nice thing to get our name out. And, yeah, all that stuff. So, that's sort of the reason why.
I think the idea really came to us, though, because we were, like, bouncing around ideas of maybe starting, like, a blog or something. And then I think someone, I don't forget who, bounced the idea around about starting a podcast. I'm like, oh, well, what are we going to do this stuff on? I'm like, oh, what's something that I have an interest in? Science.
And so, yeah, we decided to make a podcast, and we might be doing some tutoring, which is one of the main reasons why.
That's a huge mite, though.
Yeah, that's a huge mite, though, for tutoring from this smart gal.
Absolutely no promises.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question is, do you know what type of people watch Hey Science the most?
But what do they mean by that? Like, do I personally know the people, or do we know, like, the statistics of people?
Well, we kind of know, some of the people who, which is mainly friends and family and that part, but I'm pretty sure there is some other people, because according to Anchor statistics, a lot of it's boomers, actually.
Yeah, a lot of them is, older people or younger people.
Yeah.
Like, a mix of those two. Not really millennials.
Yeah, not really millennials. Like, Gen Zs and boomers.
Yeah,
which is,
that's it, yeah.
It's a weird mix, but it's there.
There's one more percentage of boomers, right? Than Gen Zs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's basically almost equal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'm pretty sure more, females.
Yeah, females for sure. More than males.
Females more than males.
And Spotify is very large where people look at it. Just telling us, telling all the statistics.
We do have a very large range of countries, who listen.
Very large, but it's like 1%, not even actually.
For each, actually.
So a lot of it is from Canada and the United States, but,
yeah.
That's a lot of statistics about Hey Science.
The second ones are probably, like, Saudi Arabia one is the second uprunner, I think.
The third uprunner. United States.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of statistics. Okay, our next question is another funny question, doesn't have to do with Hey Science, and it is, do you know the Muffin Man?
Depends on who's asking.
That's quite a weird question, and I don't know how to answer. I believe he lives on Cherry Lane, but otherwise, no, I do not know the Muffin Man.
Depends on who's asking.
and I don't know how to really respond, but...
Thank you for your participation. Well, I really enjoyed this episode today.
Yeah, this is really fun for our season finale. I wish we could do this a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I started Hey Science, I didn't think that it'd be going this far.
Yeah.
Didn't think that we would have, like, a season two.
Yeah, we were just, it's like just a little passion project. There's something to do, and now we're actually making it and trying to evolve it by getting staff members to actually do some work that we need. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun for this season, making all these.
Yeah.
And so, this is our season finale. So,
this is the end of season one, the first season of Hey Science podcast.
Well, I guess the last thing to say is now, goodbye.
Bye.